From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Harvey went from not even a tropical storm to a major Category 4 hurricane in 56 hours, an incredibly fast intensification for a storm. Brad Kaiserman, the Vice President of Disaster Operations and Logistics for the American Red Cross, says those not wanting to get out of the way of the storm may not be able to do so.
Many people are under either mandatory or voluntary evacuations, and they're just trying to get out of the way of the storm, but it's a monster. It's going to be challenging for anyone in the lower half of Texas to get out of the way of this thing over the next 4 or 5 days.
The storm has already clocked winds of over 200 kph. It will likely be the strongest hurricane to hit the U.S. in about 13 years. The United States has forbid any dealings in new Venezuela debt or equity in Washington's latest move to put pressure on the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said during a White House press conference that the sanctions would undermine Maduro's ability to pay off political cronies and regime supporters.
On the economic front, I would say our plan has to continue to turn up the heat on the Venezuelan government.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters the sanctions are meant to demonstrate that the United States will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere. A U.S. Navy commander has confirmed that North Korea launched multiple short-range ballistic missiles Friday. None of the missiles hit their intended targets. A spokesman for the U.S. Pacific Command said the first and third missiles failed in flight, while the second missile appears to have blown up almost immediately. This is VOA News. The rape conviction of a self-proclaimed spiritual leader in India brought thousands of his supporters into the streets. The violent riots killed at least 28 people. Edward Baran reports.
Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh, called a godman or holy man, was found guilty of sexually assaulting two of his followers in a case dating back to 2002. Thousands of his supporters have rioted across the country's north in response. In addition to those killed, more than 200 are thought to be injured. Over 500 Indian soldiers are called up to restore order. In addition to the rape conviction, he's also under investigation for allegedly convincing 400 of his male followers into castration. He denies that charge as well.
Reporter Eric Brown. Somali forces supported by U.S. troops shot dead 10 Somalis, including 3 children, in a village near the capital of Mogadishu. The U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it is aware of the civilian casualty allegations near Barrier and that it took the allegations seriously. The military noted it was conducting an assessment into the situation to determine the facts on the ground. The village that was attacked has a history of clan feuds. The deputy governor of Lower Shabelle, Ali Nur Mohammed, said the victims were innocent.
I can confirm that these people were not al-Shabaab, and they were not violent, but innocent farmers that were killed in their farms for no reason.
The Somali army has said no civilians were killed and that all the dead were members of the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab militia. President Donald Trump has granted a pardon to former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. The sheriff was an early supporter of Trump's presidential campaign. Less than a month ago, Arpaio was found guilty of contempt because he refused to comply with a 2011 order by a U.S. district judge to stop traffic patrols that were aimed at identifying illegal immigrants. As sheriff of Arizona's Maricopa County, Arpaio was a vocal advocate for crackdowns on illegal immigration. A suicide bomber detonated himself at the gate of the Shiite Muslim mosque in the Afghan capital, as other attackers stormed the building, killing at least 14 people as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Islamic State militants have attacked minority Shiite targets in Afghanistan in the past. An official at the Ministry of Interior said there were at least 14 civilian casualties, while at least 2 policemen had been killed and 8 wounded. At least 2 bodies and 15 wounded had been brought to city hospitals, with ambulances retrieving more casualties from the scene. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.